Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Weeby Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Shirdleys episode. Shirdleys was highly recommended to me by my intern Ren, so shout out to Ren for recommending him. My favorite part of the interview was when we both talked about losing our virginity. Thanks for tuning in and have a great week. Peace.
Hello.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. This episode is brought to you by Blue Chew. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the first time on the Stevie Weeby Show, YouTube sensation, Shirdleys.
YouTube sensation. Oh, what does that word mean?
Well, you're it, man. I mean, you got great, great vids out. First of all, thanks for doing it, man.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
I love the Yee video. I was watching that religiously. Amazing. Well, first of all, man, like, where are you originally from?
There's this little town called Murrieta, California.
Mm-hmm. Where is that mm-hmm. located? Where is that?
Yeah. It's 2 hours south. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's kind of like a small town. It's in between like LA and San Diego in the valley. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like a soccer mom town. Mm-hmm. Then next to it is like a dirt bike bro town.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So I get a lot of inspiration from the little dirt bike bro town called Lake Elsinore.
Oh, so you're biking back when you were growing up?
I actually did have a bike, yeah.
A BMX?
Yeah, a BMX bike.
Yeah, and how did you get into that? Were you heavy into it?
No, not really. I wasn't good at it. I bought one for like $400 when I was 12, and then it was a piece of trash.
So. Okay, did you have a skate park? Because sometimes BMXers will go in there and just hit the ramp.
Oh, sorry, a motorcycle.
Oh, motorcycle.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so that's like even a more dirt cooler. Bike. Yeah. How much are one of those bad boys?
Like a good one?
Yeah.
I don't know, because like when I was a kid, I was like, no, the best ones are like so expensive, but they might be like 1,000, 2,000.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I have no idea. That's still expensive.
Yeah, it's still expensive. It's worth it, though. I mean, if you're a kid, it's worth it.
We should get some.
Dude, I'm down.
I'm down to get into it.
I'll definitely do that. Yeah. Do you go on the desert or something?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm down for that.
Go to the sand dunes?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh.
What are those?
Let's ditch this podcast. We're out of here.
Yeah, all right. We're out. We're going to get What about ATVs?
Yeah.
Like the four-wheeler, the quads?
We'll get it all.
How much are those?
I don't know. Should we look it up?
Yeah. Can you look it up, Ray?
How much is like a Ray. Nice, yeah, like a nice one. Yamaha C250? Mm-hmm. I don't even know if that's one.
But... I don't have a car. Oh, this is L.A. Uh-huh. I don't even have a car, dude. So I was thinking, what if I get a scooter and or
make it street legal and you could just scoot around?
Just get a scooter.
Yeah, you can get a scooter.
How dangerous is that?
Like though? A Razor scooter? Very dangerous. You could hit your ankles doing a tail whip.
But I could, like, one hit and I'm dead.
Yeah. And then you hit your Achilles tendon and you die.
You're dead.
Yeah, you're dead.
What about a Vespa? Is that worth it?
Yeah, probably. That'd be fun.
But how do people look at, because when I see a dude on a Harley, I'm like, oh my God, that guy's cool.
Yeah, that guy's cool. He has sex.
How do you look at a guy on a Vespa? Is that cool too? If he has some stickers on it or something?
Yeah, yeah. He has to have like a cool like fox sticker.
Like a fox sticker?
Yeah, but he definitely has less sex than the guy on the Harley.
So who gets more ladies? The guy on the Harley? But sometimes...
It might be a ploy though, you know?
Yeah, sometimes...
They're like, I want people to think.
Sometimes I see them dudes on the Harleys and you could tell they don't have the girls.
Yeah.
They're the 52-year-old guy with the gray goatee and bald...
Yeah.
So they don't get the girls.
They don't get the girls. Yeah. Well, I know they do. They do have fun times with the boys. I know you're good.
So the dudes with the Harleys over 50.
Yeah.
Get the boys.
Get the boys. Because they had those like long-lasting friendships.
What about the guy that looks like Ryan Gosling on the pink Vespa?
He fucks.
He fucks.
Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, yeah.
He gets the girls.
He gets the fucks.
All the like without trying.
Well, are we just talking about Ryan Gosling in general?
Well, no, it could be Tom Hardy or just a handsome guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think they're both handsome. Who's more handsome to me?
You.
No, that's not Ryan Gosling or Tom Hardy.
Oh man, that is kind of hard.
Or could we throw Leo in there too?
Then it has to be Leo.
Leo takes the cake. Yeah, he's a handsome. Oh my Leo. God.
Ryan, I don't know, man. Ryan Gosling.
He's a pretty good
and Drive.
Guy.
You're just like,
yeah.
Whoa,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God. What a hunk.
Whoa, man.
What
come on, hunky.
But what? You didn't. You're
I would
not a,
let
what
him
about
have,
Tom? You would let. Wait, go would, ahead. Finish your statement.
I would. If I was married with kids, I would let him have sex with my wife. Not the kids, but like, I would let her cheat on me with Ryan Gosling if the opportunity came up.
You would do that? What is that referred to? A cuckold?
But it's not because it would technically be, I guess.
Because sometimes I watch that porn cuckold.
Yeah, it's where like the boyfriend watches.
Yeah, those are intense.
Those
dude.
Are
intense. Yeah. Have you seen
How
that?
Many do you watch?
What, you want to get into it?
Yeah.
Well, I was a Pornhub guy.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. Like sometimes when you're on Pornhub, like because I watch on my phone.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to press the thing on the bottom right to make it full screen.
Yeah.
But with X videos, when you're watching... And you type, it just goes into right.
Goes full
yeah,
screen.
So
whoa.
When you're.
It's dude, nice for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you could accidentally, if you're in a public place, which I walked past a homeless guy the other day and he had a phone for some reason.
Was he
on the ground was
it?
Just porn. But he was kind of tweaking out. And
what do
was,
you mean porn on the. Like
on,
magazines?
Like, on, like a, his a phone. I don't know why he had a phone, but he was like tweaking out. And like he was just like had porn on it. So I stood by him and we both jerked off together. That didn't happen,
oh,
but
yeah.
The phone part did. Yeah.
So that guy, if you're
I totally
homeless, how
the
is
subject,
he? So he's homeless, but he still had a phone. I don't understand how that works.
I don't either. Like, why did he have a phone?
I have no idea.
But he had like a sleeping bag and everything like by him.
Well, if he had a tent,
maybe he just got kicked out for the
yeah.
night.
You notice since you brought it up, do you notice like? As weeks go by, more and more homeless in L.A.?
It's because like I hear that they dude. I hear that they literally put them on buses from other places and ship them to downtown. Yeah.
That's so
I heard
crazy.
They do that in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Like,
you like living in L.A.? How long you been out here?
Like 5 years or six
years.
Yeah, what about you?
What, 19, 20 years?
Whoa.
Me and Craig have lived in this complex for at least 18 years.
That's cool.
Same building. You like LA, man?
I like it. There's like always ups and downs, but like
Yeah.
I don't know. I was in LA or New York for a little bit and I was like, I don't know if I like it. I don't know if I would live here. I would just like visiting. But LA is
nice.
Yeah,
yeah. How did
some
you
Some people are fake and you know.
Yeah. Did you notice one thing cuz I went to school in Arizona. I went to ASU and then after I was finished,
I was like, I don't know what to do. And then I'm like, my brother's like, dude, you can move on my couch.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went out to dinner with some of Hollywood people. Because I'm not used to, I wasn't used to that language.
They're yeah,
like,
yeah.
So what do you do?
Mm-hmm,
and
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, what the fuck? What do you mean? What do I do? Like, well, I got defensive and stuff. But, but now in hindsight, I'd be like, oh, they're just networking.
Yeah, everyone's yeah. kind of networking.
Yeah.
Kind of using each other to grow a little bit.
Yeah, it's weird, huh?
Yeah, that's why I try to stick with the friends that were around before, like the trying to grow.
Coming up. Yeah. So I want to get to that. Like, so how long? Like, how did you get into the YouTube? Like, how did? Because your following's crazy, and your video, the hits are crazy. Like, how did you get into
yours
it?
Yours is too. You're at 80K. That's hard to do.
Well, you know, we're still, we're our thing's like. It's just I want to get into it because there's something I can learn a lot from your show.
Yeah,
you
know?
So how did you get into it, and what types of videos did you start off with?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm 27, mm-hmm. and I started making videos when I was a kid, like just like kind of testing out little camera tricks mm-hmm. and stuff, trying to figure it out.
Do you remember the first video you made?
When I was like 5.
Damn, 5.
Yeah, so I was like, me and my sister would make these like little fake news stories.
Oh, that's so cool.
We'd like put news and we'd like just joke around and stuff.
Joke around, do a newscast.
And then like, yeah, I would like hold my mom's camera like over the edge of the staircase. I'd be like, oh, I hope I don't fall. Whoa, whoa. And then I'd stop it and go blue or whatever the VHS cameras used to do. And then I'd like go on the ground and be like, oh, I'm dying. My leg is twisted. My mom would like walk by like not even care. I'm like, my mom doesn't even care.
Yeah.
And like I'll just do dumb stuff like that. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I don't know if those were really videos, but it was like I like loved the little camera stuff.
Yeah.
And then and then I grew up and like we would just make videos on like our cell phones, like
the, you know, like
little,
in middle school,
you know, little probably like high school, like
flip phones.
3 megapixel like mm-hmm. video. It was like the worst quality video
but
ever.
You could upload them to YouTube.
We uploaded them to MySpace.
Oh damn,
remember that?
Yeah. I remember. So shout out to Tom.
Shout out to Tom's fucking out there. He has some like hot wife and he's just like traveling. He's just
damn. MySpace was a trip, man.
Yeah,
yeah. Did you meet girls through MySpace?
No, I was by the time like Facebook started, I still was like a virgin. Like I was a virgin until 19, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then
me too. I didn't lose my virginity until like sophomore year of college.
Yeah, I was a good boy.
Did you get into church? That's why, because I was into church.
I was into church.
Oh, so
Mormonism.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Uh-huh. Oh. Rep.
Damn. Well, dude, what about the Mormon girls?
My mom... yesterday.
Let's hold that thought with the Mormon girls.
Oh, yeah,
because
yeah.
Now it's time for the sponsor of this episode, Blue Chew. If you have a problem keeping your penis hard, whether you're masturbating or having sex with your partner, then Blue Chew is for you. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew, like the color blue. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. We have a special deal right now. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment for free when you use your special promo code STEBE. That's STEEBEE. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's bluechew.com. BLUECHEW.com. Use promo code STEBEE, STEEBEE, to try it free today. Thank you. And we're back. Back to the Mormon girls.
So.
Yeah.
My mom yesterday called me and she's like, because I'm always like talking about how girls will are like, I'm like, oh, I can't find like the right girl, like so I can't tell if they like actually like me for me or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, you should download this app called Mutual. And I was like, okay, because like I'm not Mormon anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And my whole family is, and it's a dating app for Mormons. And I was like, mom, cut the shit. Yeah. Because she didn't tell me what it was, and then I sent her a screenshot of it, said like dating app for Mormons, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
So she wants me to like get hooked with like a Mormon girl, which I'm not opposed
to.
But
have you dated Mormon women?
No. Well, my first like real girlfriend ever was like, we were both like runaway Mormons.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, yeah, this is spicy.
Can I confess something to you that I don't know a lot of people know?
Okay.
I took a crack. I mean, I was a part of the church for like a couple months.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
And like, I knew right away, I'm like, there ain't no Koreans in, other Koreans here.
There's the only.
So,
yeah.
Elder, a black guy and a white guy.
Uh-huh.
This was when I was in Poway.
Yeah.
You know, knocked on the door. Hi. They were really nice.
Yeah, they're all super nice.
And then fast forward a couple weeks, I'm like, going to the church.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people know that.
Yeah, but that's
fun. I was involved.
Dang.
It was a long time ago. This was in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember these sessions are long.
Oh, yeah. They're three hours.
I remember we went to one room.
Yeah.
And then we had to go to this other room.
Well, it's a school day. Then, it's like a minimum day at school.
And so the belief system is crazy.
Yeah.
So let's go over Joseph Smith. Mm-hmm. Finds these tablets,
mm-hmm.
and then that's the truth was on there, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you die, you get your own
planet. So there's all these planets. There's like infinite planets, get your own.
But there is something called the outer darkness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's if you're
refuse everything.
Yeah, you gotta be fucked. Like a spirit has to come down and be like, bitch, what up? And then you're like, I didn't see it. Like,
it's
you have
crazy.
To ghost that spirit. Like all the girls out there that ghost me.
Yeah.
Hit me back, Susan. Just kidding.
Did you see any other Asian dudes at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day? There's no...
No, but my brother is in the Philippines right now doing some missionary Mormon work.
What's he doing out there?
He's trying to convert the Philippines.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you been out there?
No, I want to like surprise him.
Mm-hmm. You'd like it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You like it out there. Yeah. Cheap food.
Yeah. I want to go.
Yeah, dude. You would like it. Have you been to Asia?
I've been. The only place I've been to is Japan, outside of the U.S., besides like Mexico and Hawaii.
Yeah,
Hawaii is, I'm stupid.
Have you? Would you do videos out there and stuff?
Oh, like, and Australia. It was a while ago, but I want to go back to Japan and do videos. Mm-hmm. I did videos in Australia, but Japan... I want to go. I did do a video, actually.
You did,
like a Shibuya Crossing thing. Because I had a YouTube channel called Simple Misfits, and I like just some guy just gave it to me because he was done doing YouTube.
He gave you his channel?
Yeah. It was so bizarre.
How many subscribers?
So like right when 400K. Like right when I moved to LA.
Wait, 400K?
Yeah.
And he gave it to you?
Just gave it to me. And
that's crazy.
It was like an ad on Craigslist right when I moved to LA. It was so weird. I was like, what? I was pretty young too, and I was like, I don't know if I could do this. Like, I don't know, like sketches and pranks.
Yeah.
But I sent him like an audition of like us doing a prank, and then he was like, yeah, you could have it. He took like 30% of like the AdSense, and then like we did some crazy stuff, and then I was so over it. I was like, pranks are.
Over.
It was too hard. And like they were so, because they were like, why is someone taking over the channel? Like all the fans were like,
who are these guys?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, literally.
So,
like, who are these weirdos?
How old were you back then? Like, when did this happen? Like, give us a timeline.
I'm 27, so I think it was around when I was 22.
Dang.
So like, I 21 or 22, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did that for like a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe just a year, but it was like a hard year just because like I didn't really get like comedy.
Yeah.
Because like I wasn't like naturally that funny. I thought I was funny, but like. Yeah.
But your videos are funny, dude.
I like figured out this whole sketch world.
Yeah.
It took a long time.
Like how did you, is it just trial and error?
Kind of trial and error.
Yeah.
And then like, and then I like kind of found my like niche. I stopped doing that channel.
Mm-hmm.
And then 4 years ago. I uploaded the first one. It was just sketch onto the Churdley's channel, which is the one now.
The one now, over a million subscribers.
And then, and then finally, this is kind of, it took a while, like 10K, it get to like 10K, it took like a year.
to get you to 10K?
Yeah, and then like after that,
I
want to
talk about
like,
that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How does? So do you have hard. Any advice for people like?
Yeah, for,
like we're like for, people starting out on YouTube. Like,
yeah.
How do you?
I think like the best
chip
way
away
like
at that.
I was like friends with like YouTubers that I like met through like that channel.
So you
and
network.
Like they still network. Yeah. Yeah. Networking and then just I don't know like there's a bunch of ways like my way was like randomly they would just like hit and actually my first viral thing was on Facebook, which is weird.
Oh really?
Yeah, I did a video like dad finding son at Coachella and then and I dressed up as a dad and I just
That's
went around with
crazy.
My phone because
yeah.
no one wanted to film me because they're like what's in it for me. I'm like
right.
I'm broke.
yeah
I'm fucking broke. Mm-hmm. And then so I just filmed it on my phone and that and like I posted on Facebook, like, no followers, and, it, like, I looked back, like, a few minutes later, I had, like, 25 shares, and I was like, wait, what? And then, like, I thought it was a
so
glitch.
So people were sharing it.
Yeah, people were sharing it, and then,
and
like,
then it just spread
and
out?
And it just, like, and then all my friends were like, bro, your video's blowing up from Coachella, and I'm like, what? And then, and then, like, it just became, like, a big video, and, like, that people just kept seeing. I was like, what the? That was weird. And then, so I kind of, like, it kind of inspired me to, like, do more, because the character... to do more like characters
yeah,
in public
yeah.
type things.
Uh-huh.
And so I did a few more like character in public type thing that did pretty good. And then like I developed like a character that really like stuck that people loved, mm-hmm. Which is like this like nerdy kid.
Yeah.
And then I just like worked with like, became friends and like worked with some other YouTubers.
Mm-hmm. How'd you find them? Did you just email them or?
So they found me from that YouTube channel. And they thought it was, they thought like my stuff was funny. And then like becoming friends with like some YouTubers, mm-hmm. Like they're still like my friends today. Mm-hmm. And then it was just like, oh yeah, let's shoot the shit and like make some videos.
So then like, you just networked and started doing videos with them?
Yeah, it kind of like wasn't even networking. I just like, it's like, it was kind of like becoming their friend and then
yeah,
like just
that's
making,
not networking.
Making
that's
videos
just
more together.
More organic.
Yeah. And like, yeah. And then, like, I do network with, like, some people, but I usually just become, like, their friend
yeah,
almost.
Yeah, I'm sorry for using that word. I don't even like that word either.
No. It makes sense,
but
though,
because
it
like
kind
that.
Of is
yeah.
networking.
Yeah.
It's, like, a different type of networking.
Networking. It's more authentic.
Yeah, because, like, I feel like people, like Instagram, like, model, photographer type things, is, like, I don't know what
weird.
I'm talking about. But, like,
yeah.
I feel like some, like, L.A., influencer type thing is kind of like
I don't like using that word either.
yeah.
That word bothers me.
Influencer?
Yeah, I hate
what
it.
Is that?
Yeah. It's just,
what does that
it's
even
just,
mean?
I don't even know. Like, what does that mean?
A bikini model doesn't
yeah.
influence anything besides boners.
Yeah. Have they hit? Do you have random? I want to see your DMs. You probably get crazy DMs. Like, hey, my name is Cherie. Blah blah blah. Hey, do you want to network and come hop and do a video? And
I get some weird DMs like. Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't really accept a lot of them. I accept a lot of, like, weird, random kids saying, like, dumb things to me, and I'll just, like, write something dumb back.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's fun to just message, like, random people.
Yeah.
it's like, what other thing, job could you, like, just message
a random person.
Weirdo from, like, Nebraska?
That's so crazy.
And, like, figure out their life.
So when did you, like... So you got 10K, right? Uh-huh. And then how did it turn to 10K to like a million net? Like,
yeah.
How does that even work?
On YouTube, like I started, I started doing videos with this guy or one of my best friends named Lof. He's like a big YouTuber.
No, shout out to Lof.
Shout out to Lof. Mm-hmm. And then this guy named Big Dawes too.
Shout out to Dawes too.
Shout out to Dawes. Mm-hmm. He's always crushing it too. Mm-hmm. They both have like really big YouTubes mm-hmm. and they just like wanted me in videos, and then mm-hmm. one of Big Dawes that I did with him like blew up, had like got like 16 million on YouTube or something, and I was kind of like,
say that again.
It got like 16 million on his YouTube or something.
16 million, jeez Louise, keep going.
Jeez Louise,
oh my, I don't even know. Yeah, that's
too many people.
Yeah.
Wow. and then from there, like that one just luckily, like I think it like kind of slowly went up, and like I was like, whoa, this is getting a lot of followers, and then. All of a sudden, like, one day, like, without anything even happening, like, my videos just, like, all, like, randomly, like, took off. I was getting, like, a bunch of followers, and it got to, like, 100K, and I was like, what?
That wasn't because of you.
It was like some weird YouTube algorithm thing.
What?
Yeah, I was like, what the? And then
how does that even work? Me and Craig talk about it all the time. Yeah. We're thinking, well, like, because the recommendations. Yeah. And how does that even work?
Like a few videos like were randomly just like blew up, and I was like, what the hell? This is cool. I think it was like in some recommendation or something.
Yeah. No. You know what I'm guessing? We're thinking if your video gets more than 100K or something, then it boosts you up somehow to other people's. I mean, tell me.
There's a lot of weird things. Because I'm like, lately they have like this new like YouTube studio thing.
Yeah, I know. And I know. Like, I'm trying to figure that out too. Yeah.
And so like I always look, like the first like 30 minutes of posting, my filmer makes fun of me for this. I just like fucking, I like look at the analytics. I'm like, it's not doing as good as it should be doing. You know, like I have like a tweaker moment. I'm like,
you still do that?
Yeah, I still do that.
You still look at that?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I'm still just like, because it shows you what it usually does. And I'm like, I'm like, keep going up. You have to go up.
Oh, there's a grid too.
There's a grid.
If you look at analytics, there's that grid.
There's a grid. And it's like, sometimes it's like, it's doing 30% less than most average videos. And I'm like, fuck, I love this video.
Yeah. And then, it bothers you, huh?
It bothers me. And then sometimes I'll change the thumbnail and title.
Oh, you go to that extent.
I go crazy. I'm like, everyone's like, chill. Just do.
Be honest. Do thumbnails matter? Like, tell the like.
It does matter.
It does.
It does matter.
All right, let's talk about that. Like,
so
tell me a good thumbnail opposed to something you should not do, because I could learn from this.
But it also like in retrospect, if that's the right word, it also just matters if it's funny or not. Because
with the thumbnail itself.
No, just the video.
The video.
Or funny or whatever, engaging.
Yeah.
But like, I was talking to one of my bigger collaborators, Gus Johnson, and he's like, they love like that clean, like just close up face shot.
Like big though on the thumbnail.
Yeah, like big on the thumbnail.
That's all.
And like, that's like a newer thing he's like noticing. He's like, yeah, they love that. Like that, like a lot of emotion kind of thing.
Oh, you have to show like, or.
No, it's, yeah, kind of like He's like a different type of YouTuber. He's like a sketch comedian.
Right.
All of his stuff does like super good. But like he said he notices like it's like close up face like and.
Mine are the opposite. My image is this big. And
it's really?
Yeah. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. And
yeah, we got into it because we do a thing called Stevie on the Streety, and I use kind of a similar one where you couldn't see anything, and he's like, "You gotta change it, man." And
but
we changed it. Yeah.
Man. And this guy named Brandon Rogers, one of his biggest videos called like Day at a Park, and it's just literally like
just his face?
Yeah, just like a really close up of his face.
That covers the whole thumbnail?
It covers the whole thumbnail.
And that got people.
And yeah, the video was really good, but like that, I feel like that like was like, ooh, what's this? You know?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's crazy.
It's all like we don't know
guessing?
Still. It's kind of guessing too. But at the same time, my biggest video is like me and Trevor Wallace like standing like kind of far away.
Yeah.
And like, so it's not like a close up face shot, you know?
That
so,
dude's big. I mean, like, he's.
Yeah.
He's definitely. How'd you meet that guy?
So we met like, we actually filmed today.
Oh,
but we met, I think through the DMs. I meet a lot of people through the DMs.
And he hit you up like, hey.
I think he commented. Like, I saw his videos before because, like, we have this. We have always had, like, the same, like, kind of, like, video. Like,
aesthetic.
Like,
aesthetic.
Content.
Yeah.
And he like, commented on one of my videos. I was like, oh, I know this dude. And then I messaged him, and, like, he performed at one of my live shows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you
and
do then, live shows?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to get into I want to talk about that. Yeah.
You stand up?
No, I don't.
Oh,
well,
I
used to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stopped doing that.
Yeah. But then, like, I finally met him there, and then the first video we made together, we just, like, clicked like that. Like, he's super, like, quick and, like, smart.
Yeah.
And, like, he's just, like, witty. He does these, like, random, like, rhymes that people, like, That's love
crazy.
Him for.
Yeah.
Like, he did, like, the Ain't No Laws When You're Drinking Claws.
Yeah.
The internet just, like, fucking
just
ate it
up.
I think that was, like, the 43rd, like, biggest meme of 2019 or something we looked up yesterday.
Wow, dude. So this guy was organic. Your meetup was organic.
Yeah, it was really organic. Like, we just made a video and we're like, dang, people love this shit. And we just like work together so well and like riffed.
Yeah,
like,
it's
mostly
yeah.
improvised stuff.
Oh, really? I thought you guys wrote it down.
Oh, no.
Oh, you guys just make it up as you go.
Yeah, like today we filmed with Young Gravy and Simon Rex, who's Dirt Nasty.
Yeah, I know. I've heard of that dude.
Yeah. They're both super awesome, too. Like, super nice. And that, and like we didn't know like what we were gonna film until like 10 minutes before that, because like we were like, the sun's going down, where what's our schedule like, because like they're all like big people, so like we all, our schedules are like kind of like woo woo woo.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
we're like, let's just meet here. And then like on the way there, like me and my filmer and Trevor just like FaceTiming, like trying to figure out like what, like wow. little beats were, like, it starts off like this, like this, like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like during the edit or during the filming, like we just kind of like improvise it.
That's so great. What about the Yee video? I like the Yee.
That video. Yeah. That blew up on TikTok. I don't know how.
Oh,
it was like before I even had a TikTok, I had like 8,000 followers.
So what's up with TikTok? Like, yeah, what's up with TikTok? Is that the kids are on the TikTok?
Your kids are on the TikTok.
Why? Like, I thought it was, is it dancing? Like, what is that?
I don't know what the dancing. Luckily, I don't get much dancing, because like I think their algorithm like figures out what you like, and I like all the funny stuff, because there are some funny kids on there.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some good stuff, but I post my stuff and it's like growing like crazy.
Crazy.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's such a weird platform, but I do find a lot of funny stuff on there. I think the algorithm's way better. I like it more than Instagram now.
What, TikTok?
Yeah. Not for talking to people and like stuff like that, but like you just swipe through and like you could find people that way. Like I found a few funny people.
Yeah. How long are the video? Like what? Describe the concept.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Not even on TikTok, but we kind of know, but we kind of don't.
Like, me and Trevor do like kind of different things. It's videos, yeah.
Okay. Like 10-second clips?
1-minute clips. It goes up to 1 minute, but they could do shorter ones too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then a lot of people do like it on the app and edit it on the app and film it.
You could do that.
But yeah, you could do that.
Yeah. How do y'all do it?
Me and Trevor just, we kind of just upload our old videos and like kind of TikTok format it.
Oh,
and like make it?
It
like make like take out like a 1 minute section, like if we have like a 10 minute video, we'll make like three little 1 minute Whoa. Sections.
Yeah, yeah.
And or like a little meme from it, and then yeah, sometimes those blow up. It's Trevor makes a lot of like ones organically.
Is there followers, or can you like, how does that work? Do you have followers or?
Yeah, there's followers, and then I'm not really on the app too much.
Yeah,
because you can't. Like, no one could really message you unless, like, you're following them and stuff.
Yeah. So what do you say kids are more gravitating towards that now? Because it seems like they're doing that in high school and stuff.
Yeah. It's a young audience, for sure.
Like, they're all, like, doing that.
It's like, the new Instagram kind of thing. Like, it's very... But Instagram is still, like, the place where you go if if you want to find out how much clout someone has, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
places are like, oh, shit, they're verified and have a million followers on Instagram. I'm not even verified.
You're not even verified?
Instagram just hates me.
Why?
I don't know. I think I'm at like 630 or something K. And like,
no, you don't have to be. You could be like 7K.
Yeah, yeah. Some people are like,
I don't understand how that works.
I don't know either.
Do you need to message them? Or?
My manager's like, both like, hey, why not? And then they always are like, yeah, I got denied. And like, none of my stuff gets on the explore page anymore. All of a sudden, it just went. Poof. I don't know what I posted.
Don't hate on shirtly stuff, Instagram.
I posted a late night dick pic on my story or something. Yeah. No, I didn't do that.
Okay.
I wouldn't know about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. So what are the advantages of? I always wondered that. What are the advantages of getting verified? Why is it important?
It's just because like people see it. They're like, whoa, who's this?
Oh, he's legit.
Yeah, because like on a live feed, like if someone like comments, it's like, oh, he's. It's like more, it's not like just a random person, I guess.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's so weird.
I always wondered
that.
I don't know.
Yeah. So like how did you get into like just like doing so many different types of videos and skits? Are you just coming up with this on the fly or?
Yeah, so about like 2 years ago is when like that random like rise happened.
Yeah, from 10 to 100.
Yeah, yeah, from like, yeah, 100 and then like, and then from there... we were doing like some like campy stuff, like the style was kind of kind of crazy. I still like that kind of style, but it was like really hard to do because it was like more scripted.
Yeah.
And like, but I've always been like collaborating with like different people too.
See, that's what I think it is. You got to collaborate.
Got to collaborate.
I'm not
collaborating.
I kind of am, but
you
I'm
collaborate
more,
every
I mean,
time.
I mean, these guys, I'm a hermit. Like I only go to my Starbucks. I come back. I stay in here and I do stuff. But I'm trying to hop on other people's podcasts. Yeah. But the podcasting world's fickle too. Like it's because like we just talked about this. There's certain, you know, women that have like 900 billion followers, but then their podcast has like 4,000 views or listens. Like, yeah. It's so up
weird.
And down. I don't even know how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's weird.
So like, so it's important to collaborate.
Yeah. I also like collab with people that have like no following too, just cause like there they're a friend or I think
this.
They're funny.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm trying.
I'm not saying you.
but we did have a shout out to Ed Bassmaster.
Oh, did he come on the show?
No, but he reached out. Like, he hit me up.
Oh, nice.
Through, I didn't know who he was, but then I was looking at his videos. I'm like, this dude's funny.
Yeah, he's so funny.
He's got some funny videos.
He was one of my big inspos, like, back in the day, for
OG.
Sure. Yeah.
OG.
OG YouTuber, for sure.
He's in Philly, though.
Yeah.
So, because I'm like, he was down to do it. I'm like, oh, nice, dude. But then he was like, he's in Philadelphia. Do you think it'd be worth to fly out there just to do stuff with him? Like, would you fly out
make
there?
Make a little trip out of it. Sometimes I do that, like. I went all the way to Australia to go on a podcast.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, tell me about that. So who is this person?
Anything for Views. And we went to like some weird like porn mansion party. Porn star mansion party.
That? Hey man, what was that like, man?
We vlogged the whole thing. It was literally the most insane week of my life.
Yeah.
And but I love like Max Mofo, Anything for Views, Chad, and then like the Fairbairn boys, they all live in. So I was like, I'm just gonna make a trip out of.
How much did it cost? How much is a plane ticket out there?
It's kind of expensive to Australia.
Like
it's like a G. It's like a G. Yeah, I think mine was like 1,100.
Where'd you stay at?
I stayed with him. We just got hotels.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, we became like good friends on that trip.
What about the partying?
The partying was crazy. I didn't have intercourse with any porn stars.
All right.
Well, I'm a virgin still, but. I wished. I'm reclaiming it. And then it was just, they were all so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're all just like the nicest people. Like, there was like male strippers there and like they were just like homies.
when you walk into the mansion, there's like it's male like strippers dancing.
They wanted us like to film and stuff. So, like, we filmed a video with them.
Yeah.
And then, like, and then there was like a big party afterwards.
Is there like cocaine on the table?
There was so much cocaine.
There was.
I didn't take any, mom, but...
I can only imagine. Was it just spread everywhere?
It was how they
popping
survived.
Popping bottles.
Yeah. So much.
How many
people were there?
Yeah.
Oh, like 100, 200 maybe. I'm not sure.
Were people having sex?
Not really.
What do you mean, dude? There's a porn party.
I know. It was kind of weird because like they're all like...
Dude, come on,
all industry people, so they're like, we're not fucking. That's like our job. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
No, because I watch videos. Like sometimes I jerk off to like... There's videos where... it's like they're having like it's a porn party, but then they're having sex.
Yeah.
And it's like a regular video. And I'm like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, like college orgies are always fun porn watches.
Yeah. Oh, you watch that stuff too?
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's like
everyone's
just vibing.
Yeah. Have you seen the ones within the dorm room?
Yeah.
I love those.
College dorm.
Yeah. Have you seen
everyone's fucking.
Have you seen Nebraska Co-Ed? Co-Eds?
I actually don't watch that much porn.
Oh, you don't?
It's weird.
So you just use your imagination? But you use your mind?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Or, I have like Mormon in my blood. I'm like, porn is an evil place.
Yeah. So, but you have watched. I mean, you're only human.
Yeah.
I want to know, so what was it like when you lost your virginity? I want to hear about it.
I didn't even have an orgasm because I was so like nervous and excited at the same time that like, and we were wearing a condom.
Yeah, of course.
Cause safe sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, I was, and then we just laid there. I thought, I was like, oh, that's normal. Like, I don't need to. She was like, yeah, okay, we're done. I was like, she became like my girlfriend for like ever.
Yeah. But, who is this girl? Like, when did this take place? You're how old? Like, this is in college.
I was 19. Yeah.
It was college.
So I left Mormonism.
Yeah.
I moved out into some friend's house. The first week, I drank for the first time, smoked mm-hmm. for the first time, and mm-hmm. had sex for the first time.
Damn, you did it all.
I did it all, yeah. Baby.
And so let's paint the picture. So you're at a part, like, where? How did you meet her?
She was actually a friend for like a while.
Okay.
So like I really knew her. So it was like mm-hmm. it was like kind of a cute little moment.
And then was it a date or you guys go to the bar first?
It was like my second time drinking, mm-hmm. and then me and my friend and another friend were just like drinking like blended. Vodka drinks. I don't even know. Yeah, we just got smashed because like I was like my second time drinking.
So you're drunk.
I was pretty drunk, yeah. But I still remember.
I was
everything.
Drunk when yeah. I lost mine too.
Really? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's because it's scary.
Yeah, it is.
I was
scary.
Like, what's a vagina?
It was so.
Even though I was 19.
Feels, yeah, and it felt really awkward.
It's so weird.
Yeah, and then ended before it began for me.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
A little quickie.
Yeah, I met mine. Yeah, it was like a real quickie.
Yeah.
And they had suite mates. It was in the dorm.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl that I lost my virginity to, she was like maybe a heavier Hawaiian girl. Mm-hmm. And. There's like her suite mates had a room, bathroom, and she had her own room, but it was like there was a bunk bed.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bunk bed in it, and her roommate got like left, so she had her own room.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember like I met him at a party, and then I ended up walking back with all three of them to their dorm.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went into the room with the girl,
mm-hmm.
and she was like playing like Hawaiian like luau music, like,
okay, that's hot.
And I was just like, I was nervous. She goes, and I remember she offered me a beer, and I remember it was the SOL soul.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember it was that. And then her suite mates came in and tried to like block the whole situation. They're like, we're gonna go dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So get your friend and uh-huh. And so what I did, I don't know
they're
why I did this.
Yeah.
Yeah, they. So once they left, I was like, oh, I don't want to go dancing in my mm-hmm. mind.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, oh, okay, you're gonna dance, and then I pretended that I had like, I was like sick. Yeah, yeah.
Boom. So, sorry, yeah, cock blockers. Yeah. I'm sick.
So I so they left. And I got into they put me into the, you know, I was already in the bottom bunk, and they came back, and they were like, is your friend okay? And then they're like, okay, you get, and they're like it was like their parent, her parents or something. They're like, you're gonna go on the top bunk.
So, sometimes girls' friends feel like they like need to like, I'm taking care of you, honey. And the girl's like, well, yeah. Just leave me alone, man.
Yeah. So
I've had
so,
girlfriends that had friends like that.
So they left, and it was dark in the room. She was on the top bunk,
mm-hmm.
and I was on the bottom bunk. And then I was just, I waited maybe 3 to 5 minutes, and then I go, hey, are you awake? He goes, yeah. I go, come down here.
That's so weird. Why would they do that?
No, I
like,
did that.
Oh, no, no, not, not no, you. Like, why would that. The friends, like, make them go?
I don't know. That's so I don't weird. Know. It was such a bad experience.
How old were you?
I told you. I mean, this was in college.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what's crazy? Because I was going to church camp in high school. All my friends got laid all the time. And it didn't help that I was wrestling and cutting weight all the time and being a part of a church group. So, yeah. They even wrote in my yearbook, like, the girls, they're like, maybe you'll get lucky in college and stuff like that.
Hey, it's all right. So, I was in college, too.
No, but the, you know what hurt my feelings is I thought that no one knew.
Oh, yeah.
But they knew.
Did they just assume?
No, they just knew that, oh, Steve doesn't get, you know, was a virgin.
Yeah. There are some, like, yeah. guys that you just don't, I was probably one of them, that you just don't ask even. You're just like, I know. You've never gotten laid before.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
What's wrong?
I wish I saved myself for marriage. Wouldn't that be cute?
That would have been really wholesome.
That would have been so wholesome.
But unfortunately, life happens.
Unfortunately, the porn doesn't.
Yeah. So, doesn't I'll just complete this story. So she came down. And then she had condoms. I forgot they're just the normal red lifestyle. I don't even know. I was like maybe half hard or something. And then I didn't know. And then I just kind of did it. And then before I knew what was happening, because it felt like, come on, I've never felt that before. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, and then I nutted and I just rolled over. And then my mind started spinning. I go, what did I just do? Oh my God, who is this? I just lost my virginity. Oh uh-huh. my God. And then literally this is what she did. She goes, because she had like kind of like, I like, she like turned over and I could smell her breath. And she goes, let's do it again. And then I go, nope. And I got up. I don't know why. Yeah, I had my skateboard on me because And then I remember I just like ran. I didn't even take that because they live in a different dorm. I just like ran down the stairs. Uh-huh. I just ran down. I was just running. I just skated across campus. And and so I saw her maybe a week later. There's a place called the MU Memorial Union where, you know, the food court area is. They used to have an arcade and bowling alley downstairs as well. And so I remember I saw her on a bench in front of the MU and she goes, hey, you know, hey. And
then
I just skated so fast. I just skated away from her.
At least he wasn't like, what are you doing out here, one pump chump?
oh, you know, she told her sweet mates.
Probably, yeah. What I've noticed, a weird thing, because, after I lost my virginity, I stuck with that girl for, like, 3 years.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. And then we broke up, and, like, I would, like, see other girls, and I was like, I'm, like, nervous to have sex. And then I noticed, whenever I was like so nervous to the point where like I would get like half hard, I would come in like 2 seconds.
Yeah,
so that's what happened to you probably. And then I'm it made it worse.
Yeah.
It's like a weird. I don't know, man. Does that happen to anyone else? Or am I fucking?
I don't know.
Am I just a loser?
So for those of you who are watching, please maybe tell us your story.
Tell us your preeing.
Let me just add one little bullet point. So that night when I made it, when I skated across campus to my dorm, this is back when before cell phones, this was in the 90s. In my dorm room, I had a phone answering machine. And I remember and then I heard the messages and the girl that I actually did like, and it called me that night.
Oh no!
Yeah, I was always the guy.
Scored with
But when I liked the girl, I ended up being like her best homie, like the friend zone to the maximum level.
That's so true. I
did that so much.
Yeah, the girl I liked throughout high school was like my neighbor, and like I was so friend zone, but I liked her so much to the point where we're just like. I liked her personality.
Oh yeah,
so much that we just became best friends.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh
yeah,
I want to kiss you. But yeah,
this other girl. This is another story. This is a girl I actually like, and I just spent the whole year, and I liked her so much, but she was just my friend. Mm-hmm. And I remember she like when I was at her dorm once during the day. I forgot after one of my classes, and she made it so obvious, like go in for the kiss.
Yeah,
and I was just like, she was like literally like this, and I was just like, and I froze, and then it got to the point where it was awkward, where I didn't, you know how like you only have a window, and she went and like looked away. And then I go, okay, I guess I'll leave now.
No!
And then, hold up. And so I remember I like walked back to my dorm and I was crying. Why did I do that?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
This is just, it's like bringing back like awkward like kissing stories for like my high school too.
Yeah, let me hear a couple too. Because I like to talk about it.
Oh, man. I think one was just like, oh, okay. Like one out, we were just like all in the hot tub after like school, midday. Like, and I was with like my first girlfriend, like right when I turned like 16, because when you turn 16, that's when you're allowed to date in Mormonism. It's on. And then And I had like a crush on her for like ever too. And I was like, yes. And like, she was my first kiss actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, okay. That was cool, yeah. All right.
Wow. Bringing back some nostalgia. Yeah. And then we were all in the hot tub with all our friends just sitting there like midday. And like, her parents are probably inside and we're just like making out for like ever.
In the hot tub?
In the hot tub.
Well, in front of all your friends?
Yeah. Like midday. No one was drunk. I remember like my friends were just like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Like, you get it if it's like nighttime at a party and you're drunk.
Yeah.
But they were just like, what? And like, it was our first time making out, kind of. So we were just like going at it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was awkward. I'm still awkward.
Do you remember?
So I'm going to move to the mountain and just cry.
It's okay. So that wife. Because no one taught me what to do. Like, my first kiss was fifth grade.
Uh-huh. Whoa.
Her name was Tika Birch, and it was at my elementary school. And this is when I knew I had bad breath. I knew I had poo breath, like, back then.
Can I smell it right now?
Well, no. No, I don't want you to faint. But I remember I did it, and she, right after I did it, because, like, I didn't know that tongues are involved. Cause she did that, and I'm like, oh.
"Whoa!"
And in my mind, like,
fifth grade,
I was back, yeah. But she goes, and then I remember, like, her face went like disgust, like, oh, she had the disgust, like, she went, uh-huh. "Do you brush your teeth?" And I go, "What?" So I remember it was like I had to do the walk
was your
of
first
shame,
kiss?
Yeah. But then I had to walk because she lived near the elementary school, and I remember she went inside and got a tube of toothpaste, and she went, She's
okay,
like,
that's pretty bitchy.
Yeah, but she did that, and I went, and she goes, "Use this," and I'm like, "Oh," and then I just remember. But that's when
you
I
used did. It.
Well, yeah, I put it. Well, she didn't hand me a toothbrush; she had me a tube of toothpaste, and I was like, you know, I just put it in my mouth.
Your first kiss and your first sex story was kind of bad. Mine were actually really good now I think about it.
It makes you feel good, huh?
It kind of does, yeah. Like, my first kiss was, like, my crush, and then we dated. And
yeah,
my first sex
like
was
wholesome,
with... Mine are wholesome.
Yeah, mine are really dramatic.
Oh, yeah. Man, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Sap fist bump. You get a sap fist bump. The fist bump of sympathy.
But I'm in a great relationship now.
Oh, that's amazing.
Almost 3.5-4 years with the same... woman, you know,
that's awesome.
And I'm happy,
yeah,
and we have a great relationship, you know.
I need a girlfriend, man. I need girlfriends.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What are you looking for in a girl? Like, what are some?
Oh, I thought you meant like, are you ready? Here's some advice.
Oh,
am I ready for a relationship?
Yeah.
I
have advice as well.
Okay. I want to know the advice. I'm not
sure
if I'm ready or not.
You need, once you're in a relationship, you need to be. It's not just about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
You, because it's mostly, you have to, it's the attention that women need.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give them your, even though you might be working on uploading a video, you have to put all of that on hold for them.
I know, it's so time consuming.
So
and
you
I'm
need,
so drained
I,
already,
yeah,
you know?
So you need to really have the patience to know how to divide your attention and your time. That's all.
Like,
that
if
is.
They're mad at you, then it kind of ruins your day a little bit.
Yeah,
I remember
it does.
Remember that kind of
it
stuff.
Does.
I'm like, oh no, now I'm in a bad mood. I've had some good relationships though.
Yeah, what was the longest one?
Probably the first one, the 3-year one, and then I had one for like 2.5 years,
mm-hmm.
and then a few for like a few months. But
yeah.
I like all of them still. I'm still like in touch with most of them.
Right. What's it like dating in Los Angeles opposed to other places?
I don't know. It's kind of weird because like you are in a place where there's so many people,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, because like if you're in a small town, you're like, Sherry's just there. I might as well marry her.
Yeah,
there ain't no one else over here.
She's there at the
DQ. She's there at DQ. Yeah. Gonna fucking raise a family.
Yeah,
but like here, it's like there's so many people and like so many options to where like if you like get in a fight with a girl, you're like,
Yeah, it's so weird. I mean, I've been out of the game in a while, but how do you?
Maybe I just haven't like been
in love.
Yeah, maybe I just haven't been. I don't know, man.
Well, you said you do. Let's talk about your stand up as well. Like, how did you? When did you get into stand up comedy as well?
Well, I'm actually going on my first tour.
Already?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, this flew by. All right.
This was an hour? Whoa.
Ready. Yeah, it flew by.
I didn't even get to talk about my...
Part two.
We do.
Yeah.
We don't even get to talk about my recent collaborators that I love.
Okay, you want to do that since we have 10?
I'll just say their
names. Yeah, let's do
that. Trevor Wallace. My new filmer, Ryan the Leader. Mm-hmm. He's the best. He helps me on everything.
Who edits?
Me and Ryan.
Okay. Yeah. Premiere,
okay, yeah.
Okay, that's what's up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he knows the style really good. Lots of zooms. I was like kind of hungover. I was like, just do a lot of zooms. And he just like kind of knew exactly what I wanted. Mm. And he had that good input too.
Yeah.
Gus Johnson. I love little Gus Johnson.
Yeah.
It's nice collaborating in what I'm doing. Cause like I just have to think they're like funny and like cool to work with, you know?
Easy to work with.
Yeah. And Casey Fry, he's funny. I don't know if you've seen his stuff.
No,
but
I gotta look him
good.
Up. Yeah.
My friend Blake Rozier. Mm-hmm. Who else? I don't want to miss anyone. Nick Coletti's really funny too.
And are these guys you met organically as well? Just through...
Yeah, kind of like through the DMs. I see their stuff and I'm like, bro,
mm-hmm.
your stuff's great. Mm-hmm. Blake Weber, I've been working with him for like ever.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, if I miss someone, they could just punch me later. I probably am.
No, you're good. And then you said you have a stand-up show as well?
Yeah. Let's so I'm going on that. Tour with this DJ named Eddie Golden Plasma.
Shout out
And we're just
going to
be partying. Yeah, shout out. They're going to be DJing. I'm just going to be on stage just kind of fucking
MCing.
Around.
MCing. Yeah, MCing.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Going to like on
Is there
the
an
East
itinerary?
Coast.
How do people check that out?
How do people check that out?
And what are the dates?
It's on my Instagram story. It's like, it's coming up like on the 8th of... February, like 14th.
That's next week.
I could send you a little flyer.
Yeah,
that's
on next Saturday.
Up. Yeah, and then I'm doing my first like 45-minute sets in Canada. Got three shows.
What?
Edmonton.
So when is that? Let's put that.
That's going to be February 20th.
Yeah.
I'll send you flyers. You can just plop over
it
or something.
Is it we can put it in the description as well.
Yeah.
Is it in Vancouver, Toronto? Like where?
Vancouver. We're not going to Toronto. People are mad about that. Sorry.
Maybe next time. Round. Yeah.
Edmonton and. Did I say Vancouver? I did.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I did.
First.
Edmonton and. My brain is spacing. There's one more.
Okay, yeah.
There's one more. Calgary.
Calgary,
baby.
So if you're a Canadian and you happen to be there, please buy your tickets. Where could they get the tickets?
Link in the description.
Link in the...
Yeah, baby.
All right. Now's the time. Let's like plug your website and your channel. Everything.
I'm about to have a website. Yeah. We're just getting it set up. It's going to be Chirdleys.tv.
That's what's up.
We're going to have merch and showtimes on there.
Okay. Merch is coming. And then...
Chirdleys, Chirdleys.tv, because someone stole .com and it's like $40,000 to buy it.
Damn.
You could suck my butt.
Ouch.
Whoever stole that.
Or you could say the real Chirdleys.
The real Chirdleys.
.com.
Ooh.
.tv,
the real. The real Chirdleys.com. Wow, because I am the real one.
Yeah, the real one.
Son of a bitches.
The real Chirdleys.
The real Chirdleys, yeah.
What about your Instagram and your Twitter?
Instagram is at Chirdleys, Chirdleys.
Yeah.
Twitter, I use sometimes Chirdleys as well.
Mm-hmm.
What else is there to post? TikTok at Chirdleys, baby.
Yeah, get on the TikTok.
Get on the TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And then Facebook, Chirdleys.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook's another avenue that we need to do next time as well.
There's
a lot of talk about Facebook and
I heard Facebook's popping off as far as putting your videos on there.
Putting videos. I hate the website as a whole, but as far as like videos could blow up on those. So
on
that's
Facebook.
Another good way to...
Avenue
to promote your stuff, yeah.
Tell the camera.
You guys do it, baby.
Put your stuff on Facebook. Because,
if a lot of starter YouTubers, video makers, content makers are out there. YouTube or
This is
Facebook.
What I like to do. Real quick, top three advice to give upcoming YouTubers, kids out there that look up to you, love your channel. Like, what would you tell? Three things. Tell
top
them
three
to
thing?
Yeah.
Probably just like the basics. I would say don't. This is kind of a weird thing to say, but like, don't like go out of your element. Like, if you don't have all this fancy equipment, you don't need to like rent it and like hire all these people. Like, all you need is like
Zoom.
Yeah, because like I just start off with like a camera, and then you just kind of like work your way up. Once you start making money off your YouTube stuff, buy a new camera, and like or like get friends that help out. You don't need to like spend 50 days on one YouTube video. Like, and then number two, just do like what you think you're good at. Like, don't compare yourself to other people, because like sometimes I'll be like, oh man, like they're doing this, maybe if I do that. But it's like, if you don't feel comfortable doing it, if you don't want to vlog, you just want to act. Like, that's kind of my thing. Like, I'm just like, oh, I just want to be a character. So like, that's, I think that's just what I'm good at. But sometimes I'm like, oh man, what if I could do it like some vlog type stuff? It's like, no, that's just like pushing it. And number three is just, you literally have to keep going, even if like it's not growing at first. Like,
consistency.
Everyone says that one, but like it's, people don't do it. People don't do it. Yeah.
So would you say at least one or two uploads a week, at least?
Yeah.
Every week.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of characters too.
Yeah. How many characters do you got?
We have like one-offs where it's like I did like a Mormon character, and that was like kind of a one-off. I might bring it back. Mm-hmm. Like, the main ones are like six. Like, I have main ones that are like really, really strong, like characters. I know all about them. And then there's some like random one-offs that are like kind of like dumb, but like I still need to like kind of develop as well.
That's great. It's always, it's continually growing. I
mean, yeah.
It could be 20.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like my bro character, like I didn't know that would hit off, and randomly everyone was like, oh my god, I love
that's another it's an interesting thing, is you don't even know what might hit or what might, you just gotta you just gotta throw things out there, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like when I started, I was throwing out all these different styles, and then one kind of stuck, and then I kind of like kept doing that a little bit, but trickling in more stuff.
Did it surprise you that one, like the first time you saw it, you're like, oh, the people like that?
I was kind of like, oh yeah, and then I was like, but that was so easy, and then I was wait, maybe I don't need to like try so hard.
You're just being normal.
Exactly,
natural self.
Like when you see comedians up there on stage, like, you know, like they're doing jokes that kind of came to them naturally without like thinking too hard, and like you know, it's like, it's usually like little observations.
Yeah For sure.
Be present, baby. That's like the best characters too, are like real ones.
You gotta know,
like,
be present.
Make fun of, like, kind of like making fun of people, like this fuckboy character I'm doing.
Oh, that's
just
great.
Making fun of fuckboys. Like, it's just literally
real quick.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What is a, because I just learned that term recently. What is a fuck boy?
Boys are just like, they're just guys that will like break your heart, but will just, they're try so hard. Yeah.
And they're kind of like, say like, mission.
And like, baby, like, we got it. And you know, it's their number one mission.
And they just get with the tons of girls.
They get with tons of girls. They kind of like, they think like, kind of like, they're like little pretty boys sometimes.
Yeah. And that's their only objective.
Yeah, that's their only
is to get girls. Get girls. You know, I wish
and
the best.
They're like, oh, I'm a model photographer, but like they just they will become a model photographer just so they could hook up with girls. That's a thing.
What a shallow existence. It's an LA thing.
The fuckboy one.
Wait a minute, we're just talking
kidding.
Down on them.
I know. No, I'm just kidding. But they all stem from like my nerdy character. Like, he's just kind of awkward and weird. Like, I've been through that when I was in high school. My bro character is like literally guys that I've seen at school, like growing up, and then like the frat characters, like just any like just a bunch of frat guys, like they're like, I love frat guys though. They're funny.
I've been to a few of their parties.
Yeah. It's always like making fun of, but they always like it. Like, the frat community is like, fuck yeah.
They're just down.
I'm
for
like,
it.
We're down.
They're down to get
effed
up, and we're the girls.
And I do this, I do this dad character that's literally my dad.
Like, oh, that's great.
He's just like this goofy.
What does he think about that?
He loves it. Yeah, I'm like,
of course,
I'm like,
paying him homage.
Yeah, and he's like, I know he tells like his friends, like, this is he got this for me, you know.
Yeah, of course,
even though it's
it.
Like kind of making fun of him.
Of course,
a goober.
How could he not love it?
Yeah,
is his son doing it? Yeah. We got to do part two.
We got a lot to talk about.
An honor having
Thank you
brother.
So much for having me.
So make sure you follow Sherdley's. That's Sherdleys, right?
Boom.
Instagram.
Yep.
TikTok,
YouTube,
all of it.
Facebook at all.
Shout out to our sponsor again, Blue Chew. All right. Get you some Blue Chew. Whether you're masturbating, have a girlfriend, have a, yeah, whatever.
What okay. is Blue Chew? Is this Blue Chew?
No, that's no. Velo. That's because no. I'm quitting. I'm trying to quit.
Oh, I see. I see.
It's just, this is my last thing. Yeah.
Okay.
So Velo, if you're out there, man, holler at me.
You know, yo, hit us up, Velo.
Yeah, Velo, hit me up. So we have a Patreon attached to the show. If you want to keep this still going, go to Patreon and become a patron. Go to patreon.com/StevieWeeby. I want to welcome the newest patron, Joshua Titus. I have a Bandcamp, StevieWeebyBandcamp.com, where I put all my music. Shout out to the people who bought recent music recently, Calvin Boy, Joshua Petra Suski, Gregory Kelly, and my man, Mark Zat Quitab. Thank you. I have an Instagram. If you go to Instagram/QUANGOU, follow me on there. I have a new EP I just finished called Ode to My Pops. I'm still mixing it down, mastering it. My man Eddie Kim's going to get involved and make sure it sounds, the levels are right. Definitely check out youtube.com/StevieWeeby. We got more content coming, vlogs, puzzle videos, Stevie on the Streety, cooking videos, etc. If you want to send stuff to the P.O. Box, including puzzles, because we're starting to do puzzle videos, send your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Make sure to follow the Homies podcast. We got a new one, the Koch Brothers, called Mind Raid. Definitely support on YouTube, Mind Raid, right? Losco Projects, Necroelectric. Movies with Malice and Tiger Belly. Dude, it was an honor.
Thank
that was
you
awesome.
So much.
We're out of here. Little Ray is going to come. Be patient. He's coming soon. Okay. Whoop.
Hello.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.